Great Lakes conservation groups took the EPA to court a couple of years ago. The groups argued the agency's general ballast water permit for ships in U.S. waters didn't do enough to protect against more invasive species from getting into the Great Lakes. The two sides have now reached a deal. Thomas Smarr is an attorney with the Natural Resources Defense Council. He says the EPA has agreed to treat contaminated ballast water like it would spills of oil or toxic chemicals.
To set limits on that pollution that are designed to incorporate the best available science and to require vessels to take steps based on the best available technology today to reduce and eliminate that pollution.
Smarr says scientific panels set up by the EPA will have to make ballast water treatment recommendations by the end of May. A draft plan is supposed to be ready this fall, and a final permit would be in place by 18 months from now, one that would give the shipping industry another year to comply. Steve Fisher of the American Great Lakes Ports Association says the Coast Guard is already working on new ballast water rules. He says the key issue is what water quality standard the ships would have to meet.
Will the standard be something that's achievable, or will it be something that's impossible to comply with? And obviously the shipping industry would like it to be something that's technically achievable and doable.
Fisher says the state of Wisconsin already has a numeric standard for ballast water that is consistent with international requirements. He hopes there's consistency between what the states have and federal agencies devise. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.